USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A high-altitude unidentified object is out of the sky after being shot down by U.S. military over Lake Huron. Michigan Congressman Jack Bergman spoke with Fox News after he was briefed on this recent event.
An F-16 using an AIM-9 missile had shot down an octagonal structure over Lake Huron. The altitude was about 20,000 feet. No damage to human life or property because it went in the water, and the water in Lake Huron this time is very, very cold, so they're going to have to use divers with special gear.
A U.S. official said President Biden directed the action out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of military leaders. Gas prices are down a penny. AAA puts today's national average at $3.41 a gallon. A week ago, it was $3.47. Texas remains the nation's low-price leader at $3. Drivers in Hawaii are shelling out $4.89 on average. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs absolutely blames the federal government for the border crisis.
This is an issue that's been, the can has been kicked down the road for decades by both parties in Washington.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the first-term Democrat explained that solving the border crisis would bolster the national economy and help bring down inflation. Adidas is expecting major revenue loss after severing ties with controversial rapper Kanye West.
Last year, the shoe company severed its relationship with rapper Kanye West and his Yeezy line after West made several anti-Semitic remarks. Now Adidas says it expects to lose roughly $1.3 billion in revenue because it ended the partnership. And if they can't repurpose existing Yeezy products, Adidas operating costs could plummet an additional $500 million. The company's CEO says 2023 will be a year of transition as they try to become profitable again.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
New York Congressman George Santos is being ordered to formally declare his candidacy for re-election. The embattled Republican lawmaker is getting attention from federal officials about money he's raised since being elected. The FEC requires anyone who's raised more than $5,000 on a campaign for federal office to register as a candidate. Santos's campaign filings shows he's raised and spent tens of thousands of dollars since November. The coming week has a lot for investors to digest. To kick things off, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is set to release both 1- and 5-year inflation expectations on Monday. The Consumer Price Index comes out the following day, with analysts predicting the prices of goods and services likely rose last month. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs absolutely blames the federal government for the border crisis.
This is an issue that's been, the can has been kicked down the road for decades by both parties in Washington.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the first-term Democrat explained that solving the border crisis would bolster the national economy and help bring down inflation. On the local level, Hobbs is defending taking a more humane approach to the migrant surge by busing migrants out of the state but to where they want to go instead of to Washington, D.C. Magic Mike's Last Dance is taking over the weekend box office. Industry estimates say the film could bring in up to $11 million in its opening weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.